T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
With us here on set is Natalia Markova from Seattle, Washington, who dealt with colon cancer, and Dr. Matthew Lergelin, director of the Lynch Syndrome Center at Dana-Farber. And Natalia, let's start with you. How did your journey begin?
Hi, my name is Natalia. I ended up in Boston. I'm from Seattle. I'm pretty healthy, had mild constipation, and went to get a colonoscopy done. When they found that I have two tumors, I had interviewed different doctors in Seattle, and they've been telling me different approach to the surgery. So that's how I ended up in Boston, done my surgery with a brilliant surgeon, Dr. Bleday, and he introduced me to my doctor, Dr. Erglin, for the treatment.
So when what is the first conversation like between you guys?
So, I mean, I think the first thing when we meet somebody who's got a new cancer diagnosis, people have all sorts of questions about what's this stage of my cancer, what's the outlook, how are we going to maximize the chances of cure? And those are complicated discussions and difficult discussions sometimes. You know, in Natalia's case, there were a couple of unusual features about her cancer. As she mentioned, there were two separate cancers that we were treating at the same time. And so we had to come up with a bit of a creative treatment plan with chemotherapy and immunotherapy to do everything we can to try to cure this cancer.
Dr. Yerglin, how does the family history tie into a lot of these cases, and in Natalia's in particular?
Yeah, so in this case, we're dealing with Lynch syndrome. Lynch syndrome is a pretty common form of inherited cancer risk. We think that about 1 out of 300 people in the United States has Lynch syndrome, which raises the risk for colorectal cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, and a long list of others. And so this is the type of thing when somebody's diagnosed at a young age, we need to look for. When somebody has a significant family history of things like colorectal cancer, uterine, ovarian, and some of these other cancers, we should be thinking about genetic testing, hopefully before a new cancer is diagnosed, so that we can put preventative measures in place.
So the colorectal cancer is considered like a silent disease. Can you explain why?
So colorectal cancer is notorious for kind of sitting there, growing, and often not causing symptoms until it's often more advanced. And that's where we use colonoscopies to try to find and remove any precancerous polyps that might be there before the cancer actually develops. Sometimes there are symptoms, things like constipation, bleeding, diarrhea, and so we counsel people to be vigilant about looking for new symptoms, reporting them to their doctor, you know, and we're seeing rising rates of young onset colorectal cancer in particular now, even outside of things like Lynch syndrome. And so for younger people who have some of these symptoms, we really need to be thinking that cancer could be a possibility.
Natalia, I know we talked to someone from Birmingham, Alabama earlier. You're from Seattle, Washington. What did you know about Dana-Farber and their care? And now that you have been in their care, just sort of the story that you could tell people.
I think that's the best clinic especially for Lynch syndrome patients, because even in Seattle, they don't know much about this right now. I have a history of cancer, and I never been diagnosed. I never been tested genetically for that. And They are so much advanced, more advanced here, because when I had an interview with different doctors in Seattle, they didn't want to approach the immunotherapy. And it's different. It's completely different here.
Is it because they just didn't know much about it and they weren't comfortable administering it?
So we know that these Lynch syndrome cancers respond particularly well to immunotherapy. Immunotherapy is still a relatively new way to approach certain colorectal cancers, but knowing that a Lynch syndrome diagnosis is there, using immunotherapy can be incredibly impactful at kind of maximizing somebody's chances of a good outcome. And so that was the reason that I pushed for it in this case.
And Natalia, you are good, in remission, ready to go? Everything is okay?
Yes.
Cancer-free?
Yes.
Oh, wow, how happy are you to hear those words?
Very happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Natalia Markova from Seattle, Washington, and Dr. Matthew Yergelin, director of the Lynch Syndrome Center at Dana-Farber. Thank you guys for stopping by and telling the story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.